kind of a vegetable. They put it in to thicken the gumbo.
I don't like gumbo. I'd say bell pepper or cucumber or I don't know what it'd be. I'm just guessing. Okra?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I never use it in gumbo, but I use it in vegetable soup.
Uh-huh. To get the beans out of the pods, you say you have to...
shell.
What different kinds of beans would people grow?
Butter beans. Mostly butter beans.
What do butter beans look like?
Well, they're sort of flat, not round, but kind of oval shape, flat and oval shape, I guess.
What color?
Well, white when you pick them, almost white.
Any other name for butter beans?
You got green beans.
Uh-huh. What about lima?
You got lima beans.
What's the difference between butter beans and lima beans?
We are talking about dried lima beans. When you say lima beans, they're dried. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
Any other name for green beans?
Not as I know of.
What about snap beans or string beans?
Oh, yeah. Snap beans, string beans, pole beans.
What's the difference between all of those?
Well, they're more or less like a pea. But they're bigger than, like a black-eyed pea, they're bigger.
What is
the pole beans, snap beans, and what have you, is about the same shape, they're just bigger.
Mm-hmm. What about string beans? What does that look like?
It's about the same. All of them look about the same. It depends on how you want to raise them.
Uh-huh. A leafy vegetable. It's round.
It could be a cabbage.
Okay. Talk about several of those. You talk about several.
Cabbage heads.
Okay. Something similar to cabbage would be.
As far as a plant,
Yeah.
Collard is similar as far as raising it.
Uh-huh. And something that you put in the salad would be.
Lettuce.
And if you wanted to buy some lettuce, you'd ask for maybe three
heads of lettuce.
Did you ever use the word heads talking about children?
No, not too much. More, I got three kids and that was it.
What if someone had about 14 kids? You said he really had a...
He's got a bunch of young'uns.
Did you ever say a passel?
Well, now, yeah. Passel. That means what, quite a few.
What would you say passel about?
I use it quite often. But I don't know exactly when and why a lot of times. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Say if someone had about 500 acres of land, you say he really had a what of land?
He's got a lot of land.
Did you ever use the word right smart? He had a right smart of land?
No. Very little, no. I've heard it used a lot, but not me.
How did you hear it used?
He's got right smart. He's got right smart of land. He's got right smart of land.
Uh-huh.
Like I say, I've heard it used, but I just say he's got mm-hmm. quite a bit of land, or he's got a lot of land.
Mm-hmm. The kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob, you call that